freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Manwich, how's your Friday been?
Okay, I think I have scarlet fever.
If you think you have scarlet fever, then you're more likely to actually have scarlet fever.
You think so? You think you can create scarlet fever out of ether?
Maybe. May very well be. You could certainly make yourself more susceptible to it by having the kind of negative, I get sick all the time mindset.
If I only had one arm, do you think I could positively think to grow an arm?
No, I don't think that you could go that far.
Just wondering if bacteria are subject to my positive thoughts, but my arm isn't.
Interesting that you bring up bacteria, because apparently there was some news today. I actually have not read it for myself yet. But Crackhead Bill was in here earlier, and he told me that apparently from FARC.com there are reports that they've now created programmable bacteria.
Hmm.
Like where you can program it to do what you want it to do, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky, and all at the same time sounds exciting as well. So who knows what medical marvels and advances that could hold for us here. It's a Friday night edition of Free Talk Live, and we're here as always from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, we also have our live Saturday show that we do from 7 until 10. So 8 to 10 during the week, every day, and then Saturdays from 7 to 10. Join us for every single moment, and also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got the updates option for you. Whenever we have something to announce about the show, whether it be a brand new news article, like this week we were featured in two news articles around the country.
We rock.
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette mentioned us, as well as the St. Petersburg Times had a little paragraph about Free Talk Live, which was really cool.
That's my favorite newspaper.
It is a great paper, yeah. And so we're proud to be part of that. And you can get all that info, as well as info about our newest affiliates and all that other good stuff, if you sign up for the updates list, and that, of course, is free, just like everything is, at freetalklive.com. Plus, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. As usual, man, which we've got a lot of stuff to talk about here on the show tonight. It is one of those evenings where there was just too much prep. Too many things to
I've
talk
got
about.
A quick thing I want to go over here.
Okay.
Real quick. apparently, a zebra in Barbados has given birth to a foal sired by a donkey. So, yes, indeed, world, we now have the first zonkey.
I was looking at an article about different species mating recently as well. It's very interesting. They find apparently, they find that when, like, they have the liger, the lion slash tiger.
Yes.
Apparently, they find that usually when a lion and a tiger get together like that, the offspring is usually sterile. They can't themselves reproduce. Although apparently there have been some exceptions to that.
Kind of like a mule.
Exactly like a mule. I think it's fascinating. I think there are a lot of people that it scares. You know, the idea that you're messing with God. You're messing with nature.
I don't think that's so much. I mean, if the two animals can do it, you're not really messing with nature.
Well, I'm sure there are in some cases where the animals are, shall we say, encouraged to do it.
Probably
one another by man. So I'm all for it, personally. I think it's exciting. I think it's cool. I mean, the idea that you can have a liger with spots and stripes,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Well, at this point, they aren't sure whether Allison, the female zonkey foal, is in fact... sterile or not. They don't know yet.
Okay.
She's too young.
Well, there you go. Well, that's fascinating, man. Thanks for the update.
Sure. I just thought it was interesting.
Okay. 1-800-259.
Not every day you hear about a zonkey.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. All kinds of stuff to start the show off with tonight. It's hard to pick where I want to go. But Johnson emailed me something from the Gallup organization, the polling group, Gallup.
Yes.
Which I found a little bit interesting. The question that they asked people was if you could talk with President George W. Bush for 15 minutes and give him advice about anything that's on your mind, what would you tell him?
Mm.
And they asked this of 1,003 randomly selected Americans. They give the gender and the age of the individuals who are answering, and then they actually give verbatim their quotes, what they actually said.
Really?
In response to this question. So it's kind of a look inside the heads of various different people from around the country.
Hmm.
And I think maybe we should just talk about some of these.
I'm all for that.
And I actually haven't really selected any of these necessarily. I'm just going to kind of go through here because, again, there are 1,000 of them. I'm just going to go through here and pull out a few of them. So we'll start at the top of the list. Male age 46 says, pay more attention to the trade deficit. Male age 21, individual freedoms. And I'll just go, I just won't read the ages. Keep up the good job. Our troops being there and fighting for our country and how we want them to be home with their families just like I'm with my family. Gas prices and our economy. Now, as I was scanning through these, gas prices was one of the most frequent issues that I saw here.
It is definitely a big issue.
So, yeah, it's really really tells you what is on people's minds. A lady said, keep following the Lord. Another lady said, fix the Social Security. And that one was mentioned quite a bit as well. Let's see. Increase our border security, says a male.
But there's a lot of that.
Right. He was 72. Female says, gas prices and actually middle-class citizens, not wealthy constituents. I don't understand that one. Not wealthy constituents. Talk to him mostly about the military. Tell him to support them as much as he can. Increase the military. Male, age 20. Get the Social Security problem straightened out. Lower taxes, lower fuel. Female, age 57. So, it was interesting. I just kind of scrolled through here. I actually did a control F, a find,
mm-hmm.
on these lists. I searched for the word liberty.
Yeah.
Not mentioned once.
Mm.
Searched for the word freedom. Mm. I think freedom was used, but not in a actual freedom context. Like it was used under the context of, keep giving Iraqi people freedom!
Yeah.
That kind of context.
Defend our freedom by attacking other countries.
Right. No mention of liberty, no mention of freedom. One guy mentioned the word constitution. So it's just interesting to me that out of over a thousand adults who were surveyed, not one of them had that particular, those words on their mind.
Well, for one, those adults don't get the opportunity to sit down and think about what they want to say. That's just, you know, what's top of mind. For one reason why gas prices are mentioned so often, because
right. That's
very top of mind for Americans right now. I think that, you know, if it was more thought out, perhaps you'd get, some more of your liberty, freedom, and Constitution quotes.
Maybe so. But I think a lot of this is very indicative of the kind of mindset that we have in America today, that to get problems solved, you must turn to the president.
Yeah.
What would you tell the president if you had 15 minutes with him? Oh, I want this and I want that. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Fix this and fix that. And it's clear that Americans just kind of have this mentality that government can do something for them. Like, and I guess I sort of understand it. I mean, they feel like they've paid their money in. I mean, they've paid their taxes in. Shouldn't they get something out of it? Shouldn't they get some sort of return on the thousands of dollars that they paid into the system?
Well, they should, but their tax money has been squandered.
Yes.
So they've gotten all they're going
to
get.
Yeah. So sorry to clue you all in, but there is no fixing Social Security. Doesn't matter what twists and changes that they make to the program, it will never be fixed. There's no fixing the Department of Education, and there's no fixing any other government program. There's no reform to government that could be successful beyond cutting the size of it, beyond bringing the size of government down to constitutional levels. That's the only way that anybody's ever going to get gas prices down and get control back over their lives. But it seems that Americans are more than happy to just give up their control over their lives. They're just more than happy to surrender their freedoms to this government. And apparently it just doesn't bother them, the fact that the United States federal government is usurping our constitutional freedoms on a daily basis in this country. And it bothers me. I wish it bothered more people.
Yeah, I'm definitely bothered by it myself. Now, what I'm thinking is the more I've been thinking about it, I think you can get out of this Social Security mess. I think you just stop paying.
That's what we've seen so far, yeah. From the evidence I've seen in person, there's another gentleman here in the Tampa Bay area that has shown me very, very persuasive evidence that you just don't have to pay in to Social Security.
If anybody out there has had any trouble running with the Social Security Administration that's made them pay Social Security, I'd be interested in
knowing. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich, join us via the phones at 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. And also, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got live streaming for you, including a broadband version of the show, as well as the dial-up version, so everybody who's online can listen. Unless you're listening via... unless you're on the internet via maybe your cell phone, but even those are getting high-speed connections these days. So very soon, you might be able to take Free Talk Live's internet show with you in the car. I know actually some people have called us like listening on their laptops via a wireless connection in their car.
Mm.
Pretty cool. 1-800-259-9231. So anything goes on this show, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Right now we're talking about this poll from the Gallup organization. They interviewed over 1,000 American adults of various different ages, and they asked them the question, if you could have 15 minutes with President Bush and you could give him advice or tell him whatever is on your mind, what would you say? And I love this one. Male, age 66, says that I'm a senior citizen and I need my drug program taken care of. Male, age 56, stop the swear word war. Female says, need to fix our health insurance problems. Unfortunately, what these people just don't realize is that it's the government who has created the problems. The reason why health insurance is so expensive is because of government regulation. Government mandates that the health insurance companies cover all kinds of things that you may not necessarily want or need in your health insurance plan. That's one reason why they're so so pricey.
Certainly adds to the expense.
Let's see. Female, age 63. I don't like the way he's doing Social Security. Not leaving any children behind. Don't give foreign countries so much money. Now, that last one, I like that. Shouldn't give any foreign countries any of our tax dollars. That's what we do. Our foreign aid, billions. Billions of our tax dollars are distributed around the world to various other governments. And what do they do with it? Of course, they just spend it on themselves. They buy BMWs and things like that, and the people of those countries don't see a dime of it. If you really want to help a foreign country, contact a charitable organization and donate some money to them. They'll actually put it to good use.
Yeah, it's just one government giving another government a bunch of money.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
And it's propping up dictators that we wouldn't normally support. I don't get it.
Let's see here. Do something about the big corporations taking all the money and the poor people being left. Female, age 77. To keep American jobs in America. Female, age 36.
That ain't going to happen.
Bring the boys home from Iraq. Female, age 70. So there's a lot of people who want the Iraq war to end. I see that a lot through some of these comments. And there are plenty of people who, of course, are all for Iraq. And here's a male, age 60, wants to go hunting with George Bush. Let's go hunting, he says.
Sounds like fun.
Male, age 46, get the economy better and create more jobs. I saw another create jobs somewhere else on this list.
I've heard the economy described as the bull rider riding the bull. You know, the president's kind of to the economy as the bull rider is to the bull. You don't really do anything to the bull. You kind of hang on to it and hope that you stay on for 8 seconds.
You could also hit it with your spurs and make it bleed a little bit, I think, but no, that's about it.
Yeah, and make it matter.
Hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Hemorrhage. Because that's all the government really does, is it's just a big parasite. You've got the economy, you've got people doing things, creating wealth, making money, providing products and services, and actually doing something worthwhile with their lives. And then you've got the government, which does none of that. I mean, they supposedly provide services, and yes, if you throw enough money at a problem, you'll get a road built. Okay, so yes, government, if you put enough money into any program, you'll get some sort of result. And in some cases, it's the opposite result of what you intend. Government does not create wealth. Government just sucks it. You and I create wealth. People out there who are laying bricks and building new products and doing sales and selling things and dealing with people in the market, those are the people that create real wealth. And the government takes a percentage of that and literally just siphons off that wealth that we could be using to enrich our own lives. And instead they enrich themselves and their friends and they punish their enemies with our wealth. That's what government does. It's nothing more than a big tick. Basically, and unfortunately,
a really big tick.
Yeah, it's too big to actually smash or burn away with a cigarette butt. I just wish it was that easy to just shh, go away, zzz, get away, government, because I have no use for you. Apparently, a lot of these people do. One man, age 37, says George Bush should continue to pray. Female, age 32, more about domestic issues. The United Nations is trying to get everyone on the same accord. Female, age 45, ooh, here's a good one. Quit robbing our country. It's the best one I've seen so far. Because that's what they're doing. And if you've never thought about it, government robs you. If you don't want to pay your taxes, they're going to come and get you with guns. If you don't pay, they're going to take you to jail. And if you don't want to go to jail, they're going to shoot you or possibly taser you and then throw you in jail.
It's basically a big gang that extorts money from us. It's a protection racket. It's the biggest gang on the block, that's for certain.
Absolutely.
But if you think about the whole protection racket, basically, you know, the gang in town, in your section of town would, quote unquote, protect you for money from the other gangs. And they would, in fact, protect you from the other gangs. But they themselves took a hefty little fee for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening here.
This one, female, age 24, she's in favor of Indian casinos, and that's what she wants to talk to George Bush about.
Great.
Let's see, female.
I am too.
Age 47, questions about the war and his plans on getting out of Iraq. Another male, age 68, don't agree about being there in the war. Here's another good one. Female, age 78, get out of office.
Gosh.
Another one, female, age 71, bring
he'd just
fuel
be replaced by
down.
Somebody just like him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're absolutely right. Whether it was, if John Kerry had won, we'd still be in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
He was quite upfront about wanting to actually increase the troop count in Iraq.
As though he could somehow put more boots on the ground up there. I suppose he could pull them out of other countries.
Well, he could always get behind Charles Rangel's new draft program that they want to pass.
I bet we...
And enslave our young people in this country. More of our tax dollars should go to education and to take care of low-income children. No child should ever go hungry. How many children go hungry in America?
Really? I'm sure that there's some somewhere.
The only ones that I've ever heard of are the ones that the foster parents lock in their closets. Really? I mean, really? We're America. We have so much food in this country that tons of it are thrown out on a daily basis. You want some food? Go raid the dumpster behind the restaurants. Go raid the dumpster behind the grocery stores. They throw out bread like you would not believe.
That's kind of cynical. Having people raiding dumpsters.
I'm just telling you, there's plenty of food. It's just an example that there's plenty of food in America. We have a surplus of food. I mean, look how fat we are, man. Which nobody's going hungry in America, isn't it? Isn't it a majority of Americans that are overweight?
Well, and poor are a larger majority than regular Americans. Poor or fatter. Poor people are
really?
Fatter than you know, middle class in America.
Why do you think that is? They don't have time to go work out, or
I would say that more than likely they're eating junk food,
mm-hmm.
you know, processed foods because
right.
it's cheaper. You know, Kraft macaroni and cheese kind of thing. You can get that
yeah.
for 30 cents a box. You know, these kind of foods make you fatter quicker.
800-259-9231. If you've got any comments on the state of America or the people that are making up this country, some of these opinions are very interesting. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I'll ask you the same question. If you had 15 minutes alone with George Bush, what would you be talking to him about? This is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likert with today's Car Clinic Minute. Women make up more than half the U.S. population. But till recently, all the dummies have been men. Well, not anymore. When I come back, I'll share with you why it's smart for dummies to be women. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time. With more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Well, ladies, you finally made it. You're dummies. Crash test dummies, that is. Since 1978, crash test dummies were created in the image of a 5'9", 170-pound man. But now, make way for the sister act. Meet Hybrid 3, a female front impact form weighing 100 pounds and standing 5 feet tall. Sid 2 and Linda, the replica of a pregnant mom-to-be. These dummies have sensors all over their bodies, so the smart women and men at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration can test the effects of impact. These X-chromosome beauties cost about $150,000. But like the L'Oreal ad says, they're worth it. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up whatever you want, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. Don't forget, you can also join us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, literally over 13,000 posts for you to surf around through, all kinds of different topics and hundreds of people interacting there. It's free at freetalklive.com. And, Manwich, Mother's Day's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Mother's Day this May the 8th. So we're talking about just over a week's time before it's time for you to do something for Mom. Now, if you don't live with mom, hopefully you don't, unless you're, you know, under 18. If you're not living with mom, you can't really cook her breakfast. I mean, that's a nice thing to do on Mother's Day.
Certainly, yeah, is.
Bring mom breakfast in bed. That's something I used to love to do as a kid, but I don't live with mom anymore, so that's going to take a little bit too much effort. But one thing that's for sure is moms love flowers.
They do.
And she will love flowers from theflowerplace.com. You can call them at 866-355-0023. Now, why should people choose theflowerplace.com over all the other flower options? Because there are other options.
Well, I would say the main reason is because theflowerplace.com doesn't raise its prices for Mother's Day or any other holiday. They keep the same prices all year round. You can check them.
You mean they don't raise their prices by 700% and then give a 33% discount on those prices?
That's right. They don't.
I see. That's good.
Yeah.
Sounds like good business to me. TheFlowerPlace.com. Not only that, but they do custom arrangements, of course. And the real kicker is they're 24/7 at 1-866-355-0023. Plus, they deliver from and to over 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. That's a lot of countries.
It is. All over the place.
I mean, if your mom lives halfway across the world, TheFlowerPlace.com can take care of her this Mother's Day.
Yep.
There you go. TheFlowerPlace.com. We're talking about what people have to say to George Bush. The Gallup organization asked over 1,000 adults the question of, if you could get George Bush alone for 15 minutes, what would you talk to him about? And we've just kind of been scrolling through here, reading various different responses from people. We see a lot of get out of Iraq. In fact, here are two of them in a row, one from a female of age 50, another male age 59, both saying the same exact thing. A lot of people are saying get out of Iraq. I would say more people in this are saying get out than are actually
supporting
the war. And
I would say as every day goes by, there's more people that want us out of Iraq.
The gasoline issue is another key issue for most of these people that are responding. Americans believe gas prices are way too high. But they think George Bush can do something about it. Like he can just pass a law or something and make gas cheaper.
Well, George Bush doesn't pass laws.
Right. He signs every single bill that comes in front of him. In over 4 years of being in office, George Bush has never vetoed a single piece of legislation. That's important to know about him. Although he could. I mean, he could do something to help gas prices go lower. He can't make them go lower, but he could pull out of Iraq. That would help, I think. He could completely get out of the transportation regulation. I mean, get rid of the Department of Transportation entirely. I bet we'd see a drop in gas prices then. Here at the pumps here in Florida, there's a little sticker that actually tells you how many cents per gallon is federal and state taxes.
I bet you there's more.
Oh, there's more. It doesn't list all the state taxes, apparently, and it definitely doesn't list local county taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And there may still be some federal taxes that aren't included in there, but it's a good chunk. I have heard that gas prices, about 50% are tax. That's what I've heard.
It's probably less than that now with the increase in the inflation of it. It's probably less than 50% now. But still, even if it was 33%, I'll take that.
Yeah, even if the taxes were 30 cents, I mean, that would be a significant chunk off of your gasoline prices, off of what it costs for you to get around. Here's a great quote from a female age 75. Stay with your principles. Keep having courage. Don't forget the poor people. Please stay with choices of morality. Stay with your principles. These people just have not been paying attention. Anybody that thinks George W. Bush has principles is just not paying attention. I mean, he is so duplicitous. He gets up on stage and behind podiums and talks about freedom and liberty, and then he goes and invades other people's countries.
Not really freedom and liberty for those folks, is it?
No, not at all, especially not when you've got barbed wire surrounding your cities, and if you're driving too fast in the wrong place, you'll get your car shot up. Now, that doesn't sound like freedom to me.
No liberty for the 100,000 dead Iraqis.
Oh, definitely not. Let's see, female age 77 wants him to leave Social Security as it is. That's another one that's in here quite a lot. One thing's for sure about Americans, and if I hadn't actually come to this realization before, and I had, this certainly solidifies it. We don't agree on very much, do we?
Who's that, you and I?
Well, you and I agree on a number of things, just Americans in general. You've got people here who want us to stay in Iraq. You've got people who want us to come home from Iraq. You've got people who want him to fix Social Security. You've got people that want him to leave Social Security alone. You've got the red states. You've got the blue states. You've got the communists and the fascists in this country.
It's true.
I just am convinced that we just need to give up on this whole experiment of America.
What, working together?
The whole there's just no chance that any of these groups are ever going to get along. You've got the gays and the ultra-right conservative Christians. You've got all these various different groups that are just at each other's throats. And that's one of the things that government does, is it sicks interest groups against one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because they each want to control the government. They each want to implement their agenda. And they want everybody else to have the Christians want everybody to have Bibles in schools, and some other groups want everybody to have this certain minimum wage. And I know there's a story out of Florida about the minimum wage, maybe tonight as well. But everybody wants something from the government. They want the government to give them something at everybody else's cost.
That's what it does. Every time you get something from the government, it costs the rest of us something.
If the government tomorrow morning just went away, it would fix a lot of these problems. We'd all have to learn to get along with one another without the government, and we'd realize that there's no longer this big gang that we can utilize to rob our neighbors at gunpoint. That might help a little bit, but I just feel like there are so many fundamental differences between Americans that let's just give up on living together, really. I mean, I put this forth on this show before. We're going to the Free State Project. We're going to New Hampshire, and a lot of other liberty lovers are going to be doing that as well.
I don't think that we were originally supposed to be, one big, fat, happy communist family.
Mm-hmm.
I think that originally when it was set up, you know, we all had rights, and we all operated with a smaller government, a much smaller government, and things worked out fine.
I agree.
The government progressively grew and grew.
Well, and the government progressively grew and grew, I think, because you had the few select people that were in power, and they decided they wanted more power, and then once they got that extra power, they decided to enforce their morality and their value sets and the things that they wanted on the rest of the populace, and that began the sort of avalanche of tragedy that this country has stumbled its way into, basically. And I don't think there's going to be any way to get out of it beyond separating ourselves. I don't want to spend the rest of my life and doubtless I will, because it's just how things are in this country. I don't want to spend the rest of my life arguing with a liberal or a conservative over how I should be able to live my life. Let's just separate. You communists go to California, we go to New Hampshire, the white separatists can go to Alabama. Wouldn't everybody be happier that way if we were living amongst like-minded people? I think so. What do you think? 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just go to your local newsstand and pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent, nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, make a smart purchase. Pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue, on sale now wherever magazines are sold. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. Scott is joining us now. Hello, Scott. Normally here on Friday nights, just a little late.
Yeah, my job got in the way of life.
Damn jobs! They're so irritable. So irritating.
Is the computer emergency all taken care of?
It is, and if it comes back up, I won't know because I've turned off my cell phone. But this sucks too, because today during the day at work was fun, and then this happened because it was some guy's 30th birthday today, so we had a big party and alcohol and various.
Hard to fix computers after you've drank a bunch of alcohol.
I had that about 2:30 this afternoon. I'm okay at this point.
Oh, good.
You're not also, for the record, Scott does not get drunk. Scott is someone who will drink to the point of maybe catching a buzz, maybe.
If I start to feel the effects of alcohol, I stop drinking immediately. Right. Immediately.
Mm. So why drink alcohol?
There are various alcoholic beverages that taste good.
It's true.
So I drink them because I like the way they taste.
Don't, like most fruit punches, taste as good as any alcoholic beverage?
And eventually, if you drink a lot of fruit punch, you're going to make yourself ill. Either way, you feel bad effects, you stop. It doesn't matter. Alcohol just sets them on a little more quickly, and they're a little bit different in nature.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't have any problem with alcohol. I simply am wondering what the impetus behind all this is.
Screwdrivers taste good.
Yeah, there are some people that really do drink alcohol for the taste. It's hard for me to believe, too, Manwich, but... that's how it is. FreeTalkLive.com, you go there, get the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. And as you scroll through the archives, you'll see various different voting links that you can go and vote and help the show out over at PodTower.com and PodcastPickle.com, as well as a couple other sites. So be sure you go and check them out.
PodcastPickle.com?
Yes, we're the number one podcast, according to PodcastPickle.com.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Go pickle.
Actually, he's got a pretty cool picture of a pickle holding an iPod on the site.
How creative.
It is. It's very creative. 800-2-
I'm a pickle. You're a pickle. I'd like to be a pickle, too.
1-800-259-9231. So, Manwich, did you want to get into this minimum wage thing?
Sure, I'll.
With Florida?
Love to bring it up.
Because the idiots here in the state have passed yet another terrible amendment to the Constitution. See, here in Florida... we have the ability to actually amend the Constitution via a ballot box. And so every year...
it's a terrible system, but...
right. Every year when we... instead of having a referendum, we actually are amending the Constitution.
Which would just be a law,
right.
Which could then be found unconstitutional. In fact,
yeah.
it's the changing of the Constitution.
Right.
So where your rights are set forth, more or less, I mean, mm-hmm. the only thing that trumps the... to a Floridian, a person in Florida, I should say, the only thing that trumps the Florida Constitution would be the United States Constitution,
mm-hmm.
which gives you rights beyond that.
Recognizes your rights beyond that.
Recognizes right. your rights beyond that, I should be clear. So now it is the Constitution of Florida, the state of Florida, the great state of Florida. As of Monday, Florida's new minimum wage is $6.15 per hour. Not a whopping amount by any stretch of the imagination.
It's up a dollar.
It is up a buck.
That's 20% raise.
For tipped employees, the minimum an employer must pay is $3.13.
Hot damn.
That went up a whole dollar as well. That's
which is
amazing.
33 cents.
Yeah.
33%.
33%, exactly.
Yeah, a dollar would be 100 cents.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, 33 cents on the dollar or something.
Right.
Employees not paid the minimum wage can file a civil lawsuit against their employer. The state attorney general can also file an enforcement action for the state's compliance information. Click there. Anyway.
Somebody needs to file a lawsuit against the state for being communist. Because that's what this is.
Oh, and I just want to clarify for people who are probably going to call in like Johnson, that's probably like a 47% increase because it was $2.13 and it went up a dollar.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. This is not good. I mean, this is not good for the economy. And the reason for it is minimum wage is a socialist program, and there are plenty of people who aren't socialist that support it. Because it sounds nice, like a lot of socialist ideas. Everybody should eat for free.
We should have a living wage.
Everyone should make $25 an hour.
Well, all right.
Sounds nice.
Yeah,
right?
I'll take $25 an hour, sure. Sign me up for that system. Go ahead.
Now, what happens to the price of a hamburger when the minimum wage goes up to $25? This is the question that no one ever asks.
Well, they're 89 cents. I mean, I saw them.
They're 89 cents today.
Sure, yeah. Why would that change?
Because you have to pay your employees more. And so, therefore,
the cost
you have
of
to
production
make that money back.
Of the hamburger goes up.
Because one thing's for damn sure, McDonald's is not going to absorb this minimum wage and then turn around and sell their cheeseburgers at a loss. And they're just not going to do it because that's just not a sustainable business method. They're going to go out of business if they do that. They have to raise prices.
Well... wouldn't it just be better then if they lowered prices and pushed more units out overall? They'd probably make more money.
No, they can't do that because they have to pay the employees, Scott.
Right,
you understand?
But what about the cost of the meat? That didn't go up.
The cost of the meat does go up because somewhere in this country there are people actually packaging the meat.
Since Florida is a big cattle state, it's probably in Florida.
I don't know about that. I think it might be out west where McDonald's does it, but I don't know what McDonald's does. Anyway, somewhere
I don't know where they grow their meat.
Somewhere there are farms with McDonald's cows on them, and there are people whose jobs it is to harvest those cows. Now, really, those people might not make minimum wage. They may already make over minimum wage.
Sure.
So we're assuming that they make minimum wage. If they make minimum wage, then their wage is going to go up. Therefore, then the boxes of beef will cost more to distribute. The entire economy will inflate. Everything, inflation will happen as a result of this. And then on top of that, Florida, in its brilliance, has decided to adjust the minimum wage every year from here on out according to inflation. So as inflation's going on, they're going to adjust the minimum wage so we can have more inflation and impoverish this state even more. If you like the minimum wage, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Or, of course, you can take over the show and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control toll-free and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott and Menwich.
Again, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their photo, and we put them up on the web. Ladies from all shapes and sizes, from around the world, different colors, different ages. It's not a beauty contest. That's the most important thing you need to know, girls. So go to freetalklive.com and send us your photo, and you'll be our newest Shriner. So there you go. Scott, where are we going next?
Property rights. That's where we're going.
Okay.
Story out of Houston. Pamela Bernhardt was close to completing renovations on the house that she owned, and she'd hoped to sell. This is a woman in Houston. She had a house she was renovating. She wanted to sell it. She'd installed a new roof, new granite tops in the kitchen, new tiles in the bathroom, all kinds of stuff. Well, earlier this month, she arrived at that house and found a small yellow note stuck to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
It was a handwritten note, and it said that the house had been sold at a foreclosure sale 7 months earlier.
Crap.
This is the house owned. Apparently her house had been sold 7 months prior, and no one had told her. The local homeowners association had sold the house, valued at about $250,000, saying that this woman had failed to pay a $420 assessment fee to the homeowners association.
What a bunch of jerks these people are.
That's amazing. Now, man, would you live in a... No, you don't live in a deed restriction.
I don't, no. I have lived in deed restriction.
You've lived in these neighborhoods before. What is an assessment fee? Is that like a yearly...
Yes.
...fee that you have
different
to pay?
Places have different fees, and they all... You know,
it's not the membership fee, it's an assessment.
They can have any name they want on these fees. And they might have a membership fee, an assessment fee, a monthly fee, and a gardening fee.
Right.
You never know what these fees are. So apparently this fee, it's a fee, and it
and
was $420 and she didn't pay it.
And do you think they gave, does it mention if they gave her any sort of notice that, hey, we didn't get your check this month, maybe you should send us your assessment fee so we don't sell your house.
Well, here's what it says here. A lawyer for the Briar Hills Homeowners Association, which foreclosed on the house, said that sufficient protection is on the books for homeowners, and he says that this woman was given ample opportunity to pay the debt.
Really?
Now, she has filed suit saying that she never received notices alerting her to the delinquent fees.
I'd like to point out something that happened to me last week. The government, the Sarasota County government in which I used to have a business, or I sort of had a business, I incorporated in this county in Florida.
Right.
And they sent me a letter last week saying that I own $21,000, almost $22,000 worth of taxes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a lot of taxes. Well, I look at it a little more clearly, and it turns out I owed $100 worth of $100 fee, and the rest of these were just
late fees, assessment charges.
Right, just, you know,
well, what quarterly. They'd been doing was they'd been sending them to your place, your proposed place of business.
Right.
When you'd originally set up this business, you had said, I'm going to be at this location.
Right.
And you never ended up doing the business.
Right.
But they just kept sending you these warnings and notices and these final payment due things
right.
to your old location and never did anything to try and track you
right.
down.
They said that they've tried multiple times to contact me. This is the now you don't think that I saw the $15,000 bill and said, I'll just wait until it gets to $22,000.
Right, exactly.
No.
So she's suing for what?
Well, she wants her house back.
Right.
She says, I never saw anything. I mean, it was $420. I just spent $48,000 on renovations.
That's crazy.
I would have paid $420.
I mean, even if they pull it out from under her, does the homeowners association get the money from the sale, or does she get the money from the sale?
I don't know, but we can talk about it in a minute.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything. Hour number two is on the way. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.